good morning. Are you all getting that Christmas feeling? Yeah, it's quite Christmassy this morning, isn't it, with this beautiful tree and all the lights and the tinsely stuff. Isn't it so exciting? I'm getting that Christmas feeling, that kind of sort of infectious excitement in the build-up to Christmas. Do you know what I mean? It's all kind of sort of frosty and tinsely and glittery and you know, people still send Christmas cards through the post, which is very nice, and the tree is up, and there are presents under the tree and everything. It's really kind of exciting, and it's sort of a build-up to Christmas time. That's why I'm saying, are you getting that Christmas feeling? Yes. Well, do you know this? In the build-up to the very first Christmas, it was pretty much the same. There was that infectious sense of excitement that something amazing was going to happen, that it was all kind of building up to something absolutely amazing and momentous. And what I'm going to do this morning is give you, you're going to get your money's worth this morning, a Christmas drama in five parts, and a sermon preached by somebody who was deaf and dumb. No, that's not me, that's somebody in the Bible. So we're going to have an amazing time this morning, I hope, because we're going to look at the whole of Luke chapter 1. And here's a warning for you. This is the biggest chunk of the Bible I think I've ever preached on in one message. So you're going to have to fasten your seatbelts because we're going at a fair rate of knots. This is Getting That Christmas Feeling. That's the title I've given to it because of all these amazing things that unfold here in this chapter. And it all begins, well, where would you start the Christmas story? Where would you begin? Would you begin with, well, how about Mary and Joseph traveling down to Bethlehem from Nazareth? Would we start the story there? Or what about the angels appearing to the shepherds? Maybe we'd start the story there. Or maybe we'd start the story with the baby Jesus in the manger and so on. Well, Luke, Dr. Luke, a meticulous historian, begins with, well, let's see what it says. I'm using the New Living Translation today, and it says this: it all begins with a Jewish priest, Zechariah. Anyone heard of Zechariah? Yeah, a few people nodding, yes. So, well, that's where Luke begins the story, and the story begins with two miraculous pregnancies. Is that an amazing way to start the Christmas story? The first of these is a geriatric pregnancy. You know, this is not rolling out the IVF program to older and older women. This is something really miraculous, geriatric pregnancy that we have here. So I'm just going to tell you the story and pull out one or two things from it. The priest, Zechariah, had this opportunity to go into the temple and to burn incense. This was a very special privilege. And while he was there, an angel appeared to him, and he was terrified. The angel was standing beside the altar of incense and said, "Don't be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayers have been heard. You're going to have a son." And he says, "How can this be? I'm an old man. My wife is an old woman. How on earth can we have a baby?" Now, there's the first important point for you. He's an old man. His wife is an old lady. She's well to the right of the menopause. That's presumably what he means by that. How on earth is he going to have a baby? And more importantly, what does the angel mean when it says, "Your prayers have been heard"? Do you think Zechariah was still praying for a baby now that he's an old man and his wife is an old lady? I don't think so. He'd probably given up praying years ago for a child. And here comes this angel. He's certainly not showing up on Zechariah's timetable. Zechariah is an old man and he's married to an old lady. He's turning up on God's timetable and he says, "Your prayer has been heard." There's something that you've been praying for years. Someone you've been praying for years and you've just given up. You think, it's never going to happen. Well, don't give up. Don't lose heart. God answers prayers in his time and in his timetable. He says to Zechariah, "Your prayer has been heard." And Zechariah said, "Well, I don't know how this is going to happen." And then we have an amazing slap down where the angel, who hasn't said who he is, first of all, says, this is the way I visualize him anyway, he says, I am Gabriel. I stand in the very presence of God, and God sent me with this message, just like, don't mess with me, priest. Okay. And Zechariah, that's some amazing slap down. I am. Well, what a slap down that is. I mean, imagine if he's arguing with him and he's saying, how is this going to happen? I am Gabriel from the very presence of God. Okay. But then Gabriel goes on and says, because you didn't believe me, you're not going to be able to speak until this happens. And I think that's an important lesson too. The lesson for us is that our lack of faith can sometimes result in us losing some blessing that otherwise we could have experienced. What do you think Zechariah would have wanted to do during these 9 months? What do you think? He'd have wanted to tell everyone. He wanted to go viral with his messaging to everyone, to tell everyone, I've seen an angel, we're going to have a baby even though we're old. How do I know? Because he said he's Gabriel, he's from God. He wanted to tell everyone, stop everyone in the street, send messages to all his friends. But he couldn't do that because he couldn't speak. And I think that's an important lesson. Sometimes, not saying this is always the case, but sometimes we can lose some blessing that God otherwise might have bestowed upon us just through our lack of faith. So there's the first pregnancy. This is a geriatric one. It all begins with Zechariah. And then we're moving on to the second one. Second miraculous pregnancy is a teenage virgin pregnancy. Because this is the pregnancy of Mary of Nazareth, the mother of Jesus. So Gabriel's busy again. In the 6th month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel. Hey, are you all getting that, the Christmas feeling? Something exciting's happening here. Here's Gabriel again, sent to Nazareth, a village in Galilee, to a virgin named Mary. She was engaged to a man called Joseph. And then he shows up and he says, greetings, favored woman, the Lord is with you. Bible teacher Jill Briscoe paraphrases this another way and says, greetings, I've come to ruin your life. And when you think about it, here's this teenage girl, and she's engaged to this nice man, Joseph, and she's looking forward to getting married and settling down and so on. And this angel shows up in the house and says, I'm just going to mess everything up for you because you're going to have a baby. It's not going to be Joseph's. You're going to become pregnant before you're married to Joseph. This is a scandalous kind of thing that he's saying to her. But this is God working out his purposes in an amazing way. And this is such an incredible and exciting event. He says, don't be frightened. God has decided to bless you. You will become pregnant, have a son, and you are to name him Jesus. Now listen to this. He will be very great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over Israel, over the house of Jacob. That should be forever. His kingdom will never end. And she says, how can this happen? I'm a virgin. And Gabriel says, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby born to you will be holy. And he will be called the Son of God. And this is something that we need to get our heads around when we're thinking about Christmas. And it's very nice to think of the baby in the manger and so on, but we must never, ever, ever forget who this baby is. This is the Son of the Most High God. This is the one who is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the one whose kingdom has no end.